Dr.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting MerrittAssembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Oh, good morning, Brevard County. Happy Thursday morning to you. I'm so glad to be back in Florida, and I'm also glad that cooler weather has arrived, and I'm looking forward to my electric bill plummeting. Now, I want you to know that I have one rule, and that is if you complain about the heat during the summertime, do not complain about the relief that comes in the fall time. And so just grab a jacket, and you'll be able to stay nice and warm. And so I just want to encourage you, don't be one of those people that complains no matter what season you're in. Be thankful for whatever season that you are in. So my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God on Merritt Island, and you're listening to the Refresh Radio program. It is a ministry brought to you by the saints at Merritt Assembly of God and some of the businesses that are represented inside of our congregation. And so we're very thankful for them. And I just want to remind you that here on WMIE, we are in the midst of the fall fundraiser. And if you would like to call and make a pledge for the next 6 months, a faith promise for the next 6 months that will help get the gospel message out, the word of God, the word of truth, the word that changes lives, the word that sets captives free, the word that refreshes the weary. If you would like to help be a sponsor that gets that word out across Brevard County and even on the AM station down into Indian River County and down into the southern parts of Florida, and I've even heard reports of the radio program on the AM dial reaching into the Bahamas, and then that doesn't include the stretch that the internet makes where you can listen to WMIE through on your smartphone or on your computer. No matter where you are, if you can get internet, you can get WMIE radio. And so if you would like to be part of the mechanism, part of the support structure that gets that message out, there are all sorts of necessary ingredients in order to keep the radio station operating. There's the technical side, there's the operation side, there's the message side, and then there is also the funding aspect of the radio ministry. And so if you would like to be a part of that and reap a part of the rewards that comes from lives being changed, you can call 632-1000, 632-1000. That's area code 321, 632-1000. They're here in the home stretch looking to reach their operational budget for the next 6 months. And if you'd like to be a part of that, a lot of times people wait to see if where things are, and they're waiting until the very end. And so want you to know the end is right around the corner. 632-1000 is the number to call, and tell them when you call in that you're a listener to the Refresh Radio broadcast, and that would be a welcome relief, or good news anyway. For us, it's one of the ways that we get feedback to let us know that people are out there and still listening. And I want to say thank you to the pastoral staff at First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. This last week, I received a number of cards that were waiting for me when I got back from helping my parents. My parents have sold their house that's been in the family for 69 years. It's actually a property. There's actually two houses on the property, and there was a lot of things that have accumulated in 69 years. And so I was using a lot of muscles that I didn't normally operate on, worked really, really hard, made a whole lot of progress. In fact, we made so much progress that what they thought it was going to take 60 days to accomplish, it looks like they may be able to get that done and half of the time. But I was certainly glad to get back into Florida and be with my family and the cooler weather. I mean, it was cool there. It was getting ready to get cold there, but I am certainly glad to be back and be back behind the microphone here. And so we're looking forward to what God has for us today. So we have been talking on the Refresh Radio program about patience. And I want to remind you that the fruit of the Spirit, which is long-suffering, that word that is translated long-suffering, it has four different aspects. I shared one of the messages on a Sunday night that I had shared on the radio program out of Luke, the 21st chapter. I shared that with my congregation, but I didn't do a well enough job or good enough job describing and defining what that term meant. And afterwards, one of the people said, well, my Bible translates it different than patience. It translates it endure. And I said, okay, well, I failed to mention that word in the Greek, it has four different applications. And what we translate patience can all, there is an aspect of patience. There is also the aspect of endurance. So patient endurance on the part of the saints. There is an enduring factor, but you can endure a lot of things without being patient. You can be patient without being enduring. You can just be sitting there and twiddling your thumbs and, you can be missing out on an aspect. There is also the aspect of doing it continually, that it is not a sporadic thing. It is something that you are doing on a constant basis. So you are patient, but you are also enduring. You're not enduring just gritting your teeth, but you are doing it cheerfully. So there are four aspects to the word that we see translated many times, long-suffering. The patience, the endurance, the continuance, or the constancy, and the cheerfulness with which you do it. Because you can endure a lot of things, and you can do it in a wrong attitude. You can do it in a miserable attitude. I know because I do that from time to time. When I got back the other night, it was Tuesday night, I had a busy afternoon of work at the office when I got back, and I finally got home. I'd been up since 3:30 that morning to catch my flight, and I was really looking forward to once I got home. I hadn't slept much the night before, even before getting up out of bed at 3:30. So I was really looking forward to nothing more than eating dinner and falling into bed, and got home, and there was a problem that I had that needed to be dealt with. And then I was talking to some neighbors. I went and visited some neighbors who had been sick, and they told me that they were having a similar problem with their sewer. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to see if all of the rain, by the way, Merritt Island got a lot of rain while I was gone, because I was expecting to find some of the retention ponds and roads drained, and found them flooded almost the same way as they had been during the hurricanes and the rains that came thereafter. So y'all got a lot of rain while I was gone. And so I said, well, you know what? I'm going to see if we can't just ride this out. Maybe it's not a problem that is going to require me to remove a blockage or anything like that. And so I stopped digging my hole, only to find out a little bit later in the day that I don't think that that's all the problem. I think there's another aspect. So I started digging until I just needed to go to bed. And so I've not been bored since I've been back. But as I was out there digging that hole, I wasn't digging the hole with joy. I was digging the hole with a lot of frustrations. Like, I really want to be in bed right now. And you miss out. I miss out on part of the blessing that can come from resolving a problem simply because I was operating without one of the aspects of the patient endurance. And so if you're missing one of those four aspects, allow the Holy Spirit to work in you to create that full panoramic view of what patient endurance looks like on the part of the saints. And so today I want to take you in the scriptures to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. And whenever I read passages like this, I remember a Bible college professor that I had, and they had a saying, and that was, the Bible is for living. It's not just for preaching. And there are many little nuggets of truth that are in the Word of God that when you hear them, they're concise, they're compact, they're informational, they're instructional. And I pray that as you listen to these, as we discuss these, that it will make a difference in your life. So let's look at Romans chapter 12. It says, let love be without, this is verse number 9, Romans chapter 12, verse number 9, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Abhor is a word that means hate. Hate what is evil. That does not mean that you hate people who are doing evil. You hate the evil that people are doing. Okay? It doesn't mean that you and I are supposed to just develop a taste for it. I am not a person that naturally likes coffee. I love the smell of coffee, but I don't really cherish the taste of coffee. I don't drink it nearly as much as some people do. Most of the time, I have two or three cups a week, normally two, but over the past week with all the work that we were doing and the lack of sleep that I was getting, that I've had a little bit more than what it was. And how I came to drink coffee, and no, I have not lost my train of thought. One of the ways that I came to drink coffee was when I first went into the ministry. A pastor that I worked for, he was taking me to these banquets, and I would ask for water, I would ask for tea, and they would come around and you would get one glass of water or one glass of tea, but they were constantly bringing people coffee to drink. And so after, I drink a lot of fluids with my meals, always have. And after about the third banquet where I went to and they didn't refill my water and they didn't refill my iced tea, and it was up north too, so they didn't even put sugar in it. And I don't care how much sugar you put in something that's cold, it's not going to dissolve the way it does in heat. And so it really wasn't that good anyway. I'm from the South. We drink sweet tea where I come from. And so after a while, they started asking me, do you want coffee? And I said, yes. I just wanted coffee because it was wet. And I developed the ability to tolerate the taste of coffee, not really be enamored with the taste of coffee. And so some of you might be like, how can he not love? Well, it's very simple. My taste buds are different, and I'm okay with that. I hope you don't hate me because I don't like coffee that much. I drink it, but I don't drink it for the taste. I drink it to make sure that I stay awake. And a lot of what goes on in society right now is trying to get us to tolerate and acclimate to this evil world that we live in, to where we do not hate the things that God hates, and we have chosen a mindset of tolerating that which is evil instead of abhorring that which is evil. Make no mistake about it, God loves people. Jesus went to the cross to take away the sins of the world. The price for your sin and my sin has been paid, but we must allow him to transform us into the men and the women that he wants us to be, and that involves hating that which is evil. So let love be without hypocrisy, abhor what is evil, and in doing so, cling to what is good. Cling to what is good. Hang on to it with everything that you have got inside of you. The pastor that I grew up under talked about, he was in World War II. He was on a Navy ship that was caught in a storm of epic proportions, and this massive ship was listing so badly because of the storm that they were within 1 degree of tipping completely and totally over and capsizing and everybody on board being lost. And he happened to be on deck at the time, and so he found a very large mast that was on the ship. And that might not be the correct word. That would be, a sailboat. He found something large, metal, solid, and round that he could hang on to. And he not only hung on to it with his arms, but he had taken a rope or a strap or something that he found on deck, and he bound himself to that pole. He was going wherever that pole was going. And I hope that that is what you are doing in clinging to Jesus, in clinging to the things that Jesus loves, in clinging to the tasks that he has given to you. And so not only are you supposed to abhor and flee the very appearance of evil, but you are to cling to what is good. Don't surrender that which God has brought. The devil will never bring anything good into your life. But God will. Don't surrender the good that God has brought into your life just for the sake of convenience or just because things get a little stormy. It goes on to say, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another. In honor giving preference to one another. I believe that honor is something that is largely lost in our current society. You and I are supposed to be honorable people. We honor God. We are supposed to honor our father and mother. We are supposed to hold our government officials in honor. They should also act honorably. But I want to tell you, our mindset is to give honor to whom honor is due, no matter how they are conducting themselves. And so in my lifetime, there have been presidents that I felt acted honorably, and it has been demonstrated that there are presidents in our history that acted dishonorably. There were some that acted dishonorably privately. There are some who acted dishonorably publicly. But the fact that I am supposed to honor and pray for my government officials does not mean that I'm contingent upon giving to them however I perceive them. Give preference to one another. Give preference to one another. Which is exactly the opposite of the way that the world operates. The world operates from a me-first mindset. And God wants us to prefer one another. Now, listen to verse number 11. Verse 11 and 12 and 13 are very, very important. It says, not lagging in diligence. Not lagging in diligence. You know, you will never regret whatever you have given your best to. My regrets from my past do not come from when I gave it my everything that I had to give. My regrets are when I missed opportunities. So this week when I was in a airport in Houston, there was a waitress there, and I have a habit of asking my servers if there's anything I can pray for them about. This particular server said, yes, would you pray for me? I'm going back to school. She had been in school, taken some time off, was helping family members. Would you pray for my health? Now, she didn't offer any more details than that, But I prayed for her schooling. I prayed for her health. And then she said, would you pray for my mom? She lost everything in Hurricane Harvey. And so I did. I prayed for her during that. Now, there was another opportunity that came up for prayer during that trip. And I wanted to pray. And so while other people were distracting themselves and they were focused on other things, God was telling me on the plane, you need to pray for an individual. And so I was praying for them. Now, I had people here in Florida that were needing prayer. I was praying for them. There were other people who had requested prayer that I told I was praying for. And so I was praying for them. But there was one person in particular that I didn't know personally, but I knew that they were needing prayer. And so I began to pray. And so I prayed. And when I felt like it was time to, and my flesh was saying, surely that's enough prayer for this, God said, look, they're not out of the woods yet. You keep praying. And so I wasn't basing my activity on what was going on with the people around me. They've got to answer for that. I wanted to be diligent and obedient to what God was telling me to do. We're probably, as I'm looking at the clock, we're probably not going to get through all of this verse or all of these three verses today. But just stick with me. We'll get there. It goes on and says, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit. Now, here's what I am reading from. Let me go back and read verses 9 down to where we are so far. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, and fervent in spirit. Everything that we have talked about there are areas that we have the option, we have the responsibility to make sure that those are manifesting in our life. I pray that you are going to be the most faithful employee that is at your company, that you treat one another with brotherly love, that you are going to give honor to those who are due honor, and that you will not be lagging in diligence. And you will be fervent in spirit. Remember, this patience, this long-suffering that we're talking about is out of Galatians chapter 5. It is the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, which we are describing as patience here during this time, that we are fervent in spirit. There is no magic pill to take that is going to make you fervent in spirit. There is not a person that is going to be able to pray for you that is going to make you fervent in spirit. There is one person who has the ability to decide whether you are fervent in spirit or not fervent in spirit, and that is you. It is not the pastor's fault. It is not the Sunday school teacher's fault. It is not anybody who did or didn't talk to you as long as you wanted them to talk to you. None of that has any bearing. It is up to us to decide whether we are going to stay. And whenever I see the word fervent, I'm just going to give you a Bob Arthur's interpretation of that. It's not in a Greek dictionary someplace, but there is only one person who can decide whether Bob Arthur's is going to be red hot spiritually, and that is Bob Arthur's. And there's only one person that can choose whether you are going to be fervent spiritually, and that is you. What is it that is going to create? Listen, we talk about the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man avail much. That's in the book of James. You and I, we decide whether we are going to be compliant with the very practical daily instructions that Paul gives us here under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and that is you and I are supposed to be fervent in spirit. It is not just emotional. It is a decision, a body, soul, and spirit, that we are going to abide in the Holy Spirit, and that there is going to be a fervency about us. I got to watch a football game while I was in Tulsa. They wore everybody out, and so we sat down to watch a football game. And one of the things that the announcers kept, and it was, by the way, it was not an NFL football game. I have not watched the NFL, I believe it was, since week two. They were talking about this college football game, and they were describing the mindset that this one player brings to the game. A intensity, a fervency. There's something on the inside of that person that drives them that doesn't necessarily drive everybody else. Be that type of person. Be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. And this is probably the last part we're going to get to on this broadcast. The patient part starts coming up in verse number 12. But you and I are also supposed to be serving the Lord. We serve the Lord. And you are either serving or not serving. That's why Paul issues the decree here. And that is that if you are a part of the body of Christ, you are to be a servant. If you desire to be great, you've got to be a servant. By the way, I want to take this opportunity to invite you out to our services this weekend. We had, prior to my being gone, by the way, I want to say thank you to Tim Garrison for filling in for me while I was away this last week, and people who have been filling in for me, and now I'm filling in for multiple people. But I want to say thank you to them. But all of that service that we're doing is for God. So if you do have the opportunity, come and be a part of our services this week. It's a sermon that is not attached to our Pursuing Greatness series. I want to close out today by reminding you one more time of the fall fundraiser here on WMIE, 632-1000. Call in, give it your financial support. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh Radio broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
And we're coming up at 9 o'clock. You are listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 91.5. Paul Esposito with you, station manager of this wonderful radio station. We're coming up on, let me put a pause there. We're coming up on love worth finding here in just a minute. I just want to let everyone know what's going on here at the radio.